Okay, Simen Pei, we make a siyum now on the Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos. So Pei Zayin. I mean, we're doing Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, but the Hilchos Shabbos. Pei Zayin. Aser lashmiya kol shel shir b'Shabbos b'kli hayavarav. You're not allowed to make a sound of a music with a kli or with your avarim, right? And this one is a big one right here in the parentheses. Chutz mipiv, except for your mouth. People ask all the time, you can't whistle on Shabbos, can't whistle on Shabbos. Yes, you can. You're not allowed to make sounds with your hands, drumming, that type of thing, but with your mouth, they never made a gezeira against it. And the whole reason is because you might, if we're going to allow music, you might end up playing an instrument and you might end up fixing it. So that they never made a gezeira with the mouth. Afilu even if you want to put your fingers together, like snapping, or on a board, lashmiya kol, or to shake a nut, or a bell for a child, they shouldn't cry. You can't do any of that. You can't clap your hands. You can't dance either. These are all gezeiras because you may musical instruments. So it's mutter to clap and to sing. If somebody does make noise for a child so it shouldn't cry, ain't moichin, there's no macha, kiven sheyesh matirin, because there are those that are matir, because nowadays we don't know how to fix musical instruments. So there are those that are matir. The question is, that's Tosfos, do we rely on that Tosfos? Because it's very scary, because there's many other gezeiros that we are not makel with nowadays. And here, this shita is being makel. Fine. Peches, kol she'ena derech
Kids
shir, mutter
rattles,
lashmi
toys,
piv.
the
But if
babies
it's a
rattles.
voice,
That's the problem.
what?
The babies rattles.
It's a
That's a
problem. Kids rattles
problem
are a
to
problem.
move.
Yeah. To move it, you can move it. To shake it, to make noise. He says, it's a problem, but you shouldn't make a macha against people that do it. So, but call, I think this part that people also could get confused. Call she'ena derech shir, mutter lashmiya, a voice. That's not meant, meaning sounds that are not meant for derech shir is mutter lashmiya. You're allowed to knock on a door. Oh, you're making sounds, you knock on a door, but you're allowed to. But even so, even though your kavanah is to knock on the door, you shouldn't use a kli. Right? Some people have a knocker on their doors. Right? I don't think it's so common anymore. Like that you can't do, or with a doorbell, obviously not electric. Same thing with those clocks. They'll tell you the time if you push it. Or you pull a string. That's meyuchav. This ain't lasis this came b'Shabbos and Yom Tov. You shouldn't do that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because meaning so to make noise is allowed just for noise sake, not for music sake. But not if it's the function of that thing to make that noise. Right? Now the mistake that is people you see guys so that they shake, they do the back of their hands because we do it as shinoi. So some say it's okay, right? But the mistake that people make is that that's you need possibly, I'm not saying it's according to all shittas. You need to do that when you're clapping for singing and for music. But if you want to clap to give somebody applause, that's not music. Right? I'm not exactly sure what applause means, but and what it's for, but that pashtas is not what you're trying to do. Okay,
Okay,
to make
which
music.
means you could do that regular.
Yes.
Like
Yes.
clapping after a speech.
Correct. You can do that regular. Yeah. Pei tes, a mashamer peiros, oizram, b'nei achai, chai v'oif. Somebody who's watching peiros, he's basically acting as a human scarecrow to make from the chai v'oif, le'yaspik kaf al kaf, then you should not clap your hands, v'lo'yetapeh kaf al yirecha, and don't slap your thighs, v'lo'yirakabaragam, don't dance, k'dei lavricham, k'derech shu oisa b'chol, don't do it, because that's the way you do it during the week. All right? But that's meaning not the reason that they're telling you not to do this, because it is a l'chayra kasha, what we just said. All I'm doing is clapping to make noise to scare them. But here's a different reason. Here we're afraid that you're going to end up picking up rocks to throw it at them. right? Right, and then and to clap with the shinui to get the animals away, that's also okay, right? But that's specifically in this case. Fine. Sadi ain't sorry, guys, and guys, you're not allowed to play with nuts. Agabi karka filu mitzurah. You can't play marbles even on a karka, even if it's what do we say, marutz, if it's paved, right? Sort of like we said yesterday about the sweeping, right? And for here, it seems like we make the gezeira even in our places that most floors are fine, although there are makilim. On a table, it's for sure okay. You can't make a machah with women and ketanim. Notice, it's women and ketanim that play these games. They're not going to listen to you. Better that they should b'shoigeg than they should do it on purpose. Fine. Tzadi Aleph. Be'inin kipul begadim, folding clothing. Yesh harbe chiluk edinim. There's many, many different dinim with this. Be'in lakapal shum beged. Therefore, you should not fold any clothing. Now, the din is that if it's not on its original creases, and there's much more reason to be mekel. And depending on what type of garment, etc., etc. Fine. Tzadi is talis ochas bayaur, a talis that went on fire. Sharmashkin, you can pour other liquids, not water, because water looks like you're laundering it, or you are laundering it. So you could pour soda, let's say, shalavim, not to put out the fire, but you put it, next to it, kadesh, that when the fire spreads to there, it'll be put out. Avamayim also lishpachalov, but you can't put water, because that's kvisa. Tzadik Gimel. Ain matzina samitim Shabbos and Matzah Shabbos. You're not allowed to make your beds on Shabbos and Matzah Shabbos. Al v'shiyeh shos b'yoyim, even though there's many hours left in the day. Meaning you get up in the morning and you can't make your bed, he's saying. Even though there's hours in the day, shiyuchah lishan alav b'shabbos atzma, that you can sleep on Shabbos. And come up, given she'en taita lishan alav adam Matzah Shabbos, arayu mechim b'shabbos l'chov v'asam. Meaning if you know for sure you're not going to go back into your bed on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to make the bed, because essentially you're making it for Motzei Shabbos. Now, if you don't like the way the room looks, or usually the women don't like the way the room looks, then you're allowed to make it because that's for Shabbos.
The hope is that I get back in there.
That's the hope. So then it's okay. But you don't particularly care to have a made bed if you're a male. Not all males, but yeah. Fine. Simen pei aleph arba reshuyos l'shabbos. There's four reshuyos l'shabbos avoy hei seifim. So arba. Now we get into eruvin here. Arba reshuyos l'shabbos. There's four different properties. Reshus hayochid, that's private property. Reshus harabim, public property. Karmelis is no man's land, meaning somewhere in between. Umakim patur is. Well, he's going to explain it. V'nevar ketzas man b'ketzara. We're going to explain them in a very short way. Ezur shosayachid. How do you define private property? Makom shul lechol bachas arba tvachim al arba tvachim. It has to be a place that at least has four tvachim by four tvachim. Shazel makom chashuv shiroli l'shtamish. But that's considered a makom chashuv. Umukov b'mechitzas gevayis lechol bachas asara tvachim, and it has mechitzas that are at least 10 tvachim high. Even if they're not totally complete, because we'll use lavud, or v'charetz amoik asarat tvachim v'rochav dalat tvachim gam kedin mechitza. Let's say it's a ditch that's 10 tvachim deep, and it's 4 tvachim wide. That's also considered a fence. V'chein bar shu amoik asarat v'rochav dalat adalat, a bar, a hole in the ground that's 10 tvachim deep. It's 4 by 4. That's also Rishus HaYachid. V'chein tel shu gavoya asarat. If you have a mound that's 10 tvachim high, but rochav dalet al dalet, and it's 4 by 4 wide, but filu kli, even a kli, going teva, like a box, im gavaya asara, if it's 10 tvachim high, ay chavis shu ogel, if it's a barrel that's round, v'yesh pei d'rabeya dalet al dalet, and you have, it's enough 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim, right, which is approximately 12 inches. Basically, I've used this many times, a garbage can. So kol elu afilu em b'rishus harabim may b'karmelis. All these things, even if they're in public property, let's say you have a garbage can sitting in the street. B'karmelis arei hein nechlokas la'atzman, it becomes its own property. V'hein rishus hayochid, that's rishus hayochid. V'av rishus hayochid u rishus hayochid ad l'rakia. and the airspace above, let's say, the garbage can that you keep in the Rishus HaRabim is considered Rishus HaYochid up until the heavens. And the width of the wall that surrounding Rishus HaYochid also has a din of Rishus HaYochid. Now, what about the holes in the walls that border the private property and the public property? So these holes, even if they go from one end, meaning from the Rishus HaYochid to the Rishus HaRabim, Rishus HaYochid, since they're usable from the Rishus HaYochid, they're considered bottled to the wall, and they're considered like the Rishus HaYochid. Remain rock klape chutz, and if they're only you can only get to it from the outside, Yizbar. If Shala Achrazeh will be explained in the Sif after this. Okay. Everybody should have a fine night and a good Shabbos.
Thank you. I
Thank you. Have a great
dancing.
Shabbos.
You too. You
I feel like
too.
we finished.